Hey everyone, how's it going? Today is Tuesday, which means it's time to talk tacos. It's been highly requested, my taco recipe, so today we're going to be talking about it. It's nothing fancy, it's nothing crazy, it's a pretty basic taco recipe, so I want to temper expectations at the start. It's my go-to when I want something really quick. I think tacos are really easy to make, especially if you pre-marinate the chicken and all that kind of stuff. It's like a quick meal. So let's talk about it. Before we get into the core of the recipe, which is basically the chicken, we're making chicken street tacos, by the way, so that's what the recipe is. But before we jump into like the core of the recipe, which is really just the chicken, we gotta talk tortillas, because I think that's the first big thing. You can either do flour or corn. There's no shame in store-bought. I buy from the store when I'm lazy. There's nothing wrong with it. If you want to make them from scratch, I will give you the recipe. I have on occasion made tortillas from scratch. It actually wasn't that hard. It was pretty easy. So if you want to do it, you totally can. It's actually a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. If you haven't done it once, it's totally like fun for an afternoon. But with that being said, let me give you the ingredients, at least for the tortillas, and then we'll move on to the chicken. The tortillas, super easy. You just need flour, baking powder, salt. Lard is the only ingredient that might be a little strange that you might not have in your cupboard. And then, of course, water, because you're making a dough and doughs need water. You're going to start by getting about like 4 cups of flour, and you're going to put it in like a big mixing bowl. You also want to add about 2 teaspoons of baking powder, and I do like a pinch of salt. You can always add like onion powder or garlic powder into it as well if you like. You can really flavor or season it however you like based on your own preference. But just for like a basic tortilla, just put a little bit of pinch of salt in there. And then you're going to want to be adding in the lard. About 3 to 4 tablespoons. I do about 3.5 is my sweet spot. And you want to mix it with your hands, because typically if you use like a spoon or a fork or a whisk, it just doesn't actually mix it together. You're just going to be pushing the lard around. So you actually want to get in there and break it up with your hands until you get like a pebbly consistency. And once you get to there, you're going to start adding water, about 1 1/4 cup. Do it slowly. Don't just dump all the water in at once. You want to like slowly incorporate the water until you get a dough, basically. And once you have a dough, you can then take it out and then separate it out into as many balls as you want for basically your tortillas. If you have a press, you can like press them down, but I don't, so I just used a rolling pin. Make sure you just flour the rolling pin a lot, because then it'll get stuck. So flour the rolling pin and then just roll them out based on how big you want. Also, depending on how big of a frying pan you have, I use cast iron, like a big cast iron skillet. Turn it up to like medium high heat, and then just throw those babies on. They'll cook up on one side. When you see it bubbling up and it looks right, flip it over, and then it'll do the same on the other side. They'll be kind of like goldeny, and then you'll kind of know when they're ready. They'll look like tortillas, you know. You'll be like, that looks right, and then you take it out. It's really easy. Maybe the first one might be the first one you put on the skillet might not cook perfectly. It's almost like pancakes. But yeah, once you figure it out, it's really easy. And then you just kind of go through the ones you made and you'll have a bunch of them. I'm pretty sure you can freeze them if you want. I'm like fairly certain they're safe to be frozen. So double check on that one. But yeah, I'm pretty sure you can freeze them. So I think it makes like 24 street tacos, which are kind of like a smaller size of taco. They usually turn out pretty good. So I highly recommend that tortilla recipe. And then for the meat, here's what I do. I usually have, it depends on how much time I have. If I have a lot of time, I will do a marinade same day, like marinate for 2 hours, then take it out and then cook it. But if not, I'll do an overnight marinade. So here's the thing. If you're doing an overnight marinade, don't put in the wine vinegar and the lime juice overnight. That will ruin your chicken. So just keep that in mind. If you're doing an overnight marinade, if you're just doing it within 2 hours, then you can add the wine vinegar and the lemon juice. But yeah, we'll get to that. So here's what you're going to need for my chicken. You're going to need chicken thighs. Bone-in chicken thighs are the best, usually skinless. You can use skin on if you want, but I prefer skinless. You're going to need olive oil, white wine vinegar, chili powder, salt, onion powder, garlic powder, cumin, smoked paprika, ground pepper, and then you'll need a whole lime. Lime juice also works. I don't know what the equivalency would be in lime juice, because I just squeeze a whole lime. But yeah, you could maybe like 2 tablespoons of lime juice, I guess, might be the equivalency. Yeah, maybe. But yeah, just use a lime. It's way easier. Just cut it in half and just squeeze it. Simple. So what you're going to do is you're going to take the chicken, put it in a big Ziploc bag or whatever container you can marinate chicken in. And then you're going to want to take about 2 tablespoons of olive oil, about 1 teaspoon of white wine vinegar. I eyeball these, but I'm just going to say 1 teaspoon of chili powder. Actually, no, double that. Make that 2 teaspoons of chili powder. Maybe 1 teaspoon of kosher salt. Do 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, and 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, maybe? Yeah. All I know is you want to make equal ratios. The salt, onion powder, and garlic powder should be, like, the same ratios. And then your cumin, paprika, and black pepper should be an equal ratio. So, like, I'll do 1/2 teaspoon, maybe, of ground cumin and paprika and black pepper. Feels right. And then you want to add the lime. And then you're going to have that all set. I use a Ziploc. And you just have it all set in a Ziploc for at most 2 hours. If you have lime and white wine vinegar, you do not want it to sit for more than 2 hours. You will change the texture and consistency of the chicken. So you want about, I usually do like 1.5 hours marinade. You can do up to 2 hours. You can do overnight if you just sub out the white vinegar and lime juice. You just want to add that like maybe 30 minutes before you start cooking. You can just add that into the mixture. And then give it a good shake. And then once you're done, basically, you take all that out. The same cast iron you use for the tortillas, you can use for the chicken. You can just throw them on. If you want, I like to do my onion first before I do the chicken. It seasons the pan, and it's just nice to do the onion first. So I usually cut like 1/2 onion, chopped, throw it on the pan, sweat it down, pull them off, and then I do the chicken. If I'm going to add other things, I know some people like red pepper. There's nothing you can't put in a taco. So if whatever you want, there's no shame. Make whatever you want. But you can, if it's hot and you want to cook it, I would cook it before you put the chicken on. So whatever you cook, like whatever, sides you're making that you have to put on the fire will be marinated in with the chicken. So that's just some advice there. At that point you would then want to put the chicken on. I would take it out of the marinade. Do not throw it in with the marinade. Take the chicken out of the marinade and then put it on the skillet. Throw the marinade away. Yeah, at this point, the marinade is no longer good. So you can just chuck that once the chicken's out of it. And then you're going to just cook the chicken. You're going to cook it until it has a good internal temperature so it's not lethal to eat. And usually I have it on like a medium-high heat. Anywhere between like 5 to 7 minutes. On a side. So do 5 to 7 minutes, flip it, then 5 to 7 minutes. It should have a good color on the outside by the time you flip it, so that's a good indication. If you have a meat thermometer, definitely use it. It's really easy. Just stab the meat and tell you if it's safe or not. But once the meat's cooked, take it off, and then you can just literally cut it, and then it's completely ready for your tacos. And then I do shredded iceberg lettuce because I like shredded iceberg lettuce. You can do like guacamole. You can do like salsa. There's like literally nothing you can't put on a taco. So you can literally put whatever you want that makes you happy. I don't think there's any shame when it comes to what you can put on a taco. But yeah, that's the basics of my recipe. I think the core of my recipe is really the chicken. The chicken is what really holds it all together. Oh, you also can get sour cream. I mean, obviously there's like a bajillion things you can put on there. The cheese of choice, cotija or Oaxaca cheese is really good. But I mean, like, there's no shame in getting like a Mexican 4-cheese blend. And if you can find either of those, listen, tacos are a really personal thing. Whatever makes you happy, as long as you're enjoying it, I don't think there's anything wrong. So anyway, so that's my taco recipe. You can fancy it up or dress it down as much or as little as you want. But I think the core of it is really the chicken. The chicken's really good. I highly recommend it. It's just like good flavoring. Let me know how it turns out. Let me know if it tastes good. I'd love to see pictures. So if you do cook the recipe, take pictures and put it on Discord and tag me so I can see them. Anyway, I've been Knight. Please enjoy your Taco Tuesday. And I'll talk to you later. Bye now.